Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and I'm glad you're here. We've got three great guests for you today on the local level. One of them at the bottom of the hour is Eric Winther. He is with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. He'll be giving you an update about that pike minnow sport reward fishery program. At the end of the show, Bob Loomis is back with Max Lure. He has got a great lure to use to catch those sockeye that are showing up in increasing numbers in the lower Columbia River right now. And this portion of the show, as always, is brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse, with locations in the Puget Sound area in Silverdale, Everett, Federal Way, and Puyallup. And this is a great place to go for all of your fishing needs as well as camping needs too. And with that, let's go ahead and introduce our first guest of the day, Nello Pasinich, the Executive Director of the Coastal Conservation Association for Washington State. Nello, great to have you on the air.
Thank you, John. Good to be here. Good morning, and good to be talking.
So, Nello, the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission is taking public comment about reforms to how commercial fisheries should occur on the lower Columbia River. Exactly what are the commissioners proposing?
Yeah, John, it's pretty much going far, far backwards on the Columbia River policy that was adopted years ago. So just in a nutshell, there would be less allocation given to selective recreational fisheries. There would be more gill netting in the spring, even prior to a run-up date. There would be more gill netting in the summer on summer Chinook, and there would be more gill netting in the fall in all zones, 1 through 5 down in the lower river as well. So it's just a return of main stem gill netting to the Columbia River.
So this would literally gut the promised reforms that Oregon and Washington both agreed to that were supposed to get gill nets out of the mainstream of the lower Columbia by 2019. What will this proposal mean if it passes to our stocks of Chinook, sockeye, and steelhead, which have all been returning in recent years in very low numbers?
Yeah, that's a great question. And even recently, we've been concerned about hatchery returns. And that's kind of new for us in the last couple of years to be closing fisheries because of hatchery returns. But because of the way our fisheries work, John, oftentimes it is not the target species that is the limiting factor. And so what you will see with gill netting going back in is more impact, not only to the target species, of course, but also to the non-target species. So that would be steelhead, sockeye, wild summer Chinook, and so forth. They will continue to get caught and ensnared and die in gill nets. And unfortunately, that doesn't need to happen because we do have selective fisheries that work better.
What are some of those selective fisheries that we should be using? The commercial anglers are saying they've tried some and they just haven't worked out.
Well, the one thing we know for certain, John, through this whole thing is that recreational hook and line continues to be the most selective method. And even if you get into some of the details, you will see that hook and line is more selective than anything else that they have tried. But they are redoing some of the tests on the purse seines, and they're finding those to be a little bit more selective than they thought initially. But there's also the weirs that are going in the lower river as well. But I think the one thing we've learned, John, from this is that recreational fishing hook and line is and continues to be the most selective fishing tool out there.
What should anglers do and our listeners do to have their voice heard on this issue and express their opinion about these proposals?
I would, as soon as you can, email the commission at commission.dfw.wa.gov, email the governor's office. If you don't want to have to remember all the emails, go to CCA's website, ccawashington.org. We have our action center there. You can just simply log in, click, and emails will be sent automatically for you. You can revise them to say whatever you want in your emails. But the best thing that we can do as recreational anglers right now is have our voices heard. If this is something that doesn't sound right to you, if this is something that you don't think our commission should adopt, let the commission know, let the governor's office know.
That's Nello Pasinich with the Coastal Conservation Association for Washington State. Nello, always great to get your insight on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Well, we're at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to check in with Eric Winther. He works for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he is the liaison for the Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. Eric, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, John. Good to be here, as always.
So, Eric, I tried my hand, finally, at pike minnow fishing, went down to Rufus, Oregon, fished right below John Day Dam, fished for 2 days, and I caught a lot of smallmouth bass, and I caught a lot of shad, but I could not, for the life of me, catch a pike minnow, and going to the check-in stations, found out I wasn't alone. There were not a whole lot of pike minnow checked in early June. What was I doing wrong?
Well, John, I think you were maybe a week or two early. It's really turned on here the last week or so, and things have just been unsettled prior to that. I think you just barely missed it.
You're like a fishing guide or a fishing resort owner. You should have been here this week or last week. Gotcha. Well, let's talk about some of the other hot spots where people are catching fish and making money right now. Saw the latest reports. It looks like in the Lower River, Kathlamet is the place to be.
Yeah, it's been really strong pretty much all year. That's been a really good bet, and that'll just keep getting better for the next couple weeks. And then the Snake River finally turned on also. So those are kind of one end of the program, the other end. Those are two best destinations from my point of view.
Well, last time we were on, you predicted Boyer Park over by Clarkston was going to turn on, and you were absolutely right. Definitely the highest catch rates in the entire system, Boyer Park and Kathlamet right now. So for our folks who haven't heard, and by golly, we've been talking about it for a while, so they should have heard by now, but explain how the pike minnow fishery works in terms of making money.
So basically, since pike minnow eat baby salmon and steelhead, we pay anglers to go catch northern pike minnow, 9 inches or bigger, and you get $5 a piece for the first 25. After that, you get $6 a piece until you hit 200, and after that, you get $8 a piece, and that's a cumulative total, and so you can rack up some money pretty good if you can get into them.
Not only that, if you catch a tagged fish, it's worth $500. So big money there. We've got to go, Eric. But folks, if you want to find out more about this program where you can fish and make money, some serious money too, website to go to pikeminnow.org. That's pikeminnow.org. Looking forward to talking to you again soon, Eric.
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. To join us, go to pheasantsforever.com.
Hot summer nights mean hot morning fishing for sockeye here in the Northwest, and Max Lure Company has got what you need to catch a limit with the Double D Dodger and two great sockeye rigs. The Double D Dodger has a unique fast slow action and can be fished away from the boat without a side planer. The Cha-Cha Sockeye Rig and Double Whammy Sockeye Pro both feature a patented smile blade and two stout red hooks that won't let go of that salmon when it bites. Max Lure Company, getting you into the sockeye this summer.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for another Max Minute, brought to you every week by Max Lure. With us again, Bob Loomis. Great to have you back in the saddle.
Thanks, John.
So there's a lot of shad in the Columbia River right now, but there's also sockeye salmon in the Columbia River right now, and there's a viable fishery for them right now, too, especially in the lower and mid-Columbia River. What would you suggest using to get some of those fish in the boat?
John, my number one go-to right now for the sockeye is going to be the Cha-Cha sockeye squitters. You know, you've got high UV, hot pink beads, everything from the transparent silver tiger smile blade or the hot pink silver tiger smile blade, stuff that basically attracts the fish. And obviously the hot pinks, hot oranges, things like that really do well for the sockeye.
I am so confused because I was always taught if you're going sockeye fishing, you just have a dodger and you fish a bare red hook behind it. That's got all sorts of stuff besides a bare red hook, which it does have, by the way.
Oh, it has red hooks on there. But yes, one thing that we found is using these things, especially the high UV stuff for the sockeye and a little bit larger profile than just the hooks, works extremely well. Especially, you know, you can tip it with a piece of coon shrimp or something of that nature. That works very, very well, adding that scent to the whole package.
All right. Well, if you're heading to the Columbia for sockeye this summer, consider the Cha-Cha Sockeye Squitter from Max Lure. It's a lot more than a bare red hook. It is a sockeye-catching lure. You can find it at sporting goods stores near you, especially by the Columbia River, or online at maxlure.com.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR. We'll be right back.